Sijui kwamba ujisikii nami tena. Napo nimekuwa ngumu kunitokeza. Naona ni bora nilie leo badala ya kesho.
All right, we're back here with Ranger. I'm going to start asking him about his experience here in the United States. So Ranger, can you tell us about when you first came to the U.S.?
So when I came first, that was in December 2015, like at the end of the year. And then that time I was in Pennsylvania. But right after, I came to Cedar City, so I've been in Utah for 1 year and a month, I would say.
Can you talk about how you first came to the U.S. or why you first came here?
So, yeah, I don't know if you know, but in Burundi right now, it's not really safe as we having some political problems. And so every Burundian that can is going to leave the country, even going to Rwanda, Tanzania, or Congo, or even like abroad, like far away, like me. So I got this, I would say, scholarship, and I came at SUU, and I was glad because it felt to me like it was the way to go away from the problems that is happening in my country.
I was just curious as to what maybe what the cause of some of the violence is in Burundi right now. Can you give us an idea of what's happening?
So let's say it's just a really old thing, and it's concerning tribes. So we do have three tribes, and two of them are fighting. Like, I would say morally they are fighting, and then now it just became physically. So that was the problem. And so I don't know, you know the names? So
I know the Tutsis and the Hutus, right?
Yeah,
are those the two that are fighting?
Yeah, that they are the ones that are fighting, and they are just being, I don't know, I would say it's not it would not be a big deal if it wasn't that kind of thing. I mean, thoughts that you, like me, let's say I'm a Tutsi and then I meet a Hutu, and I'd be like, you don't deserve this or you don't deserve that. So that would be a problem. And then it is actually what is happening back there. So the fights is just between those two, and then it just became general and then national, and then now it's going out of Burundi. It's kind of affecting even Rwanda, and that's not a good thing, because if it spreads out of Burundi, then I don't know, it's just gonna be a big deal, like bigger than whatever they were trying to do. And I still don't understand why, but still, it's just, I would say, just being dumb to just focus on history than just going further, like, I mean, going like look at the future, whatever is in front of you, just focus on that. And they are not, so.
So it's, you could say it's old tribal conflicts that are still a problem. And is it becoming like a political problem then? Is that where the tensions are arising?
It is a political now, because our president not elected. He suddenly decided to stay, and then brought out that kind of thoughts. And then whoever had that problem and didn't think that they can do something about that, they just take that time, that moment, and then went out like really angry and and did awful things.
Sure. And there was violence against people that
Yes.
Would disagree. Yeah. That's, I know that there was a movie that was really popular in the United States. It's probably been 8 to 10 years now, but Hotel Rwanda. I don't know if you've seen that movie, but it's it talks about the Tutsis and the Hutus and some of the violence that happened there in Rwanda several decades ago. So
yes,
I think that's how most Americans have heard of those two tribes.
Yeah, true. But that one was in a short time and really awful. And then maybe, yeah, it's just going to give you an idea of what's happening. But yeah, it's just violence. It's never good to watch or to live in.
Definitely. So I would absolutely understand why you would want to, if you have the chance to come to the United States, right?
Yeah.
So you ended up at SUU. Right, because yes. of the scholarship. What has your transition to life in Utah been like? Has it been easy?
So I would say, let me just try to explain how I went. I mean, I came here. So my first time out of Burundi, I went to Rwanda. After Rwanda, I went to Moldova. It's beside Ukraine, if you don't know.
So Eastern Europe.
Yes. Uh-huh. And from Moldova, I came to United States. So just to say that, so I went from my country, which is basically the only thing that I know, like really well. And then I went to Moldova, East Europe. And that was really, I would say, I don't know, an experience to go through, because...
How long were you there?
2 months.
Okay.
Yeah, and so I have some friends from Moldova, and some of them were really nice, and some Americans too, I met them there. But they were like speaking that their language. So
excuse my ignorance. Mm-hmm. Moldovan? Is that a language?
It is Moldovan. It's kind of Romanian, but in like with some different words. So yeah. But
do you know any Moldovan?
Yeah.
Can you teach us a word really quick?
Well, that would be, I know, Chemai Fachi.
Chemai Fachi?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That would mean, how are you? Okay. Yeah, yeah, I picked some words. So, yeah, I was kind of obliged. And so my experience, like the really scary one, I would not say scary, but I had to try to talk in Moldovan, but I couldn't, so obviously. So I went to this store, and then it was just beside where like I was living, and I was like trying to search for something. It was really just right behind me in another alley, and then I was like, "Sir, do you know this thing?" I was speaking in English, and then nobody was like speaking any English, not even hello. And then they were like, so just showing me some, like, they don't understand anything. And so that time I was like, please, God, help me. I really want this thing, and I just don't know how to say that. I used Google Translate. I tried to speak that word, and they were like, what? And so the thing is, please don't try to use Google Translate. Sometimes it doesn't work. So, yeah.
So it wasn't accurate
No.
in this case.
Yeah.
What were you looking for? Do you remember? Was it food? Ah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I was looking for a beer. And, yeah, that was a really rough moment. But, yeah, I think
I survived. Did you find your beer?
Well, instead, I got a gin. I didn't even know, so...
Similar effect, right? I mean,
yeah,
better
true.
Than nothing.
So that was one of the experience that I got. And then my first time in the United States, as I said, was in Pennsylvania. So really kind of different, bigger town than city to city, and bigger stores. Like
which town?
State College. Yeah. And I didn't stay long to get used to that big town. And then I came to city to city, which is in Utah. So Utah is really different. Like, I wasn't expecting for that experience. I would say that. I wasn't ready for this.
Did you know much about Utah before you came?
No. Well, I heard about Cedar City. Like, they were like, SUU. And I said, where is SUU? And they told me it's in Cedar City. And I said, okay, please just tell me which state. And they were like, Utah. I was like, Utah? Where is Utah? So I Googled Utah. And the only thing that I noticed, it was beside Nevada, beside Las Vegas. So I was like, I'm good.
So did you think it was going to be like Las Vegas?
Yeah. That's why I'm saying I wasn't ready for this. So I was like, Las Vegas. I've seen that in so many movies. So maybe it's just going to be close enough to be like Las Vegas. And I was like, well, I'm so ready to go there. And then, surprise, it's not.
I can only imagine the look on your face, like when you first rolled into Cedar City. You were looking for all the casinos, the bright lights.
Yeah. Well, coming here, I came by Las Vegas. So I was like, well, this is the town. And coming, so we were like going, you know how you go north from Las Vegas to come here. And then it was in January, so like really snowy, like by say, like if you leave St. George to Cedar City. But before that, I was seeing so those many casinos. And like the more we were going, the more we were not seeing anything. And I was like, are you really sure? It's the town you're going in. You're not lost. You sure you're going
to the right, on the right direction?
Yeah. And so, yeah, I got in Cedar City. It was so snowy. Well, that was my third weeks. My third week
in the United States?
Yeah. And so I wasn't really sure what to expect. But yeah, I stayed in a house, and then the next day was the orientation day. So yeah, getting to know Cedar City, just I learned a lot. It's not like Vegas.
It's not. For those of you who don't live in Cedar City or have never been here, it's quite a bit different. It's a small town in Utah. We'll say that.
True.
But we're close enough to Vegas that if we need to go and get some big city life,
yes,
we can do that. So what would you say was the most difficult aspect of adjusting to life in Utah?
Well, I would say the first thing was the weather. I'm not used to, I wasn't used to the cold. Getting used to that one, you have to when you live in Cedar City. And the second thing would be the culture, which is really, focusing on the Mormon religion. And
did you know about Mormons before you came to Utah?
Not really, but yes, I would say that, because before coming, I met some Mormons, and they were like, Utah is the state of Mormon.
Did you meet them in Burundi? Were they missionaries?
Yes, in Burundi, some of them, and then in Moldova also, even in Rwanda, and yeah, and also in Pennsylvania. And they told me it is the capital or the state of Mormons, but I wasn't expecting that even the culture or like so many things are depending or on the religion, like Mormons religion. So yeah, that was the other one. And also, I was taking your class, John, and then I heard that you cannot drink out of your house or even in public. And that was really, I don't know, surprising and even, I don't know, in a way that I didn't expect. So, yeah, that was the other one. I would say those three things. Maybe there is more.
So in Burundi, it's safe to say you can drink alcohol in public?
Oh, well, yes. Like, really drink. We drink. You cannot drink inside your house. That's a thing to not do unless you're married.
So you're going to be, like you said, out at the lake, drinking, eating, having a good time.
True.
Yeah, quite a bit different here. I think it's funny you touched on a few things. So you came from a country where it's either between 75 and 80 degrees all year. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And Utah, especially Cedar City, we're at about 6,000 feet of elevation. So in the winter, I mean, it'll be cold. We'll get close to zero Fahrenheit and get snow, and it's really windy. And then in the summer, it'll be up in the 80s and 90s. So we have quite a range of weather. So I can imagine that's a tough adjustment from someplace where it's just 75 degrees all year.
Imagine that. So we live like in a flat. I mean, the capital is in a, it's kind of a, I don't know how to say it, like, it is flat. So we have some mountains, but in the same time, it's not going to get that cold. If we going like up in the mountains, we'd be maybe approaching to be like 70 something, like 69, like at the last thing. But yeah, it is so surprising.
That's when it gets cold and you have to bring a jacket with you when it's
true.
If you're the 60s.
If you're Burundian, you're going to get cold. Like, you're just going to think it is hell. I don't know. I would say hell in cold because hell is supposed to be hot. But yeah, it is. I mean, for 69, imagine that.
So when you first arrived, what was it like? Was that the first time you'd seen snow?
Yes.
Did you see snow in Moldova?
No. It was getting cold, like approaching to 0 degrees Celsius. But like, it was really light, I would say. Like light snow. I didn't see anything. I have a video that I took, but you can't see anything. I was like, hey, look, my first snow. But there wasn't snow. Like, I came to Cedar City and I was like, no, there wasn't snow.
This is real snow?
Yeah, this is real snow.
How did you handle this winter? Better than last winter?
Oh, yeah. This winter, it wasn't even a winter comparing to the other one. I came here and then even the cars couldn't move. So the thing is, the last winter, even the Utahns were like, this is the strongest winter we ever had. And then right now it's like getting to up to 69 in the winter. And I'm like, why?
Yeah, no problem compared to last year. I wasn't here in Utah last winter, so I didn't experience it, but I've heard stories. So you came during the infamous winter of 2015, 2016.
True.
But I feel like you've adjusted pretty well from what I can see.
Thanks.
What surprised you most about life in Utah? I mean, you touched on what was difficult, but was there anything that surprised you that was maybe different than what you initially expected?
Well, yeah. So the thing that kind of saved me was like I met like some friends from Ivory Coast and Congo. And they told me before I go out and then be like cut in something I don't know. So coming to USA, I'll be like, I'm over 21, so I can do pretty much what I want. But so as we say, there is some restriction in Utah. So yeah, I'll be like so many times I wanted to go out of the house. And then be like enjoying this, I don't know, I would say summer, And it, at the same time, maybe sometimes if there is sunshine, like in the winter, you'll be like going out and then drinking your beer. But they told me you can be arrested. So I was like, well, yeah, welcome to Utah.
It's a good thing you had some sound advice for some people who had been here for a while. But I mean, really, if you do it with discretion, if you're like in your backyard or something, not that I'm officially condoning it, but it's possible to still get a little bit of sunshine and enjoy your beer as well. Anything else that surprised you?
Yep. So actually, there is something I didn't mention. My family is Mormon. So yeah, it is pretty surprising to hear that from someone who's like not understanding Mormons, but in the same time, not judging anyone, but like, because the culture of Utah is depending to the Mormon religion, then the restrictions are kind of too much for me. And that thing surprised me in so many ways that I cannot count, and really kind of containing my life in Cedar City. So I'm like, maybe I can stay. And, you know, it's a pretty quiet place. Peaceful. It's not like you go in New York and then maybe you can get killed. I don't know, get shot. But they do have guns, but they don't use them against people. So, well, yeah, that was surprising to see how the religion can stop people from, I don't know, from what I call maybe a way of living.
Sure, and I think, I think you described it well, is that it's influenced the culture here a lot. Not to say that you have to be Mormon to enjoy life here, but it's definitely a majority here, and I think it creates a unique situation, especially for our international students. Yeah. So your parents are Mormon?
They are, yes. My father, my mom, and my two little brothers, they are. And so I just remembered about like a really funny picture. I saw a picture on Facebook, and that picture said, like, there was these people, like a bunch of people, and then they were kind of looking at the camera, and like it was written, "What? Are you from Utah? And you not Mormon?" So I don't know if it's a real thing, but I don't know. I just thought it was funny to see how Utah equals being Mormon.
That's I think that's definitely most people's idea of Utah, but there's yeah, regardless of what the stereotype is, there's certainly some diversity here within True. Utah, and especially on our campus, right? Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna take another quick break, and we will be back. I have some questions from some listeners and some interesting facts about Burundi to talk to Ranger about. Ooh. Stay tuned.
Okay.